You're listening to the Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, friends. This is the Summerhill Shuffle Podcast, and I'm your host, Jamie. Thank you for stopping by to check out the latest songs on my playlist. You know, there's so much content out there these days that I can't possibly listen to everything. But if you have some songs that you're really enjoying, I would love to hear from you. You just might get a shout out on the next show. Are you ready for your next musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there! You're listening to episode 5 of the 2019 season. If this is your first time listening, a special welcome goes out to you. I appreciate you listening, and I hope that I get you tuned in to some new music. As I look ahead on my calendar, I've got some great shows coming up, which I'm really excited about. I'm going up to the Hollywood Bowl and seeing Dead & Company on June 3rd. Then in a couple weeks, at the Belly Up Tavern, one of my new favorite duos, Jamestown Revival, will be stopping by. And then later in the month, Hootie and the Blowfish will be on tour with the Bare Naked Ladies. Can't wait for that. So some great shows coming up. In this episode, you're going to hear from a band that recently put out their first album in 5 years, and you'll hear new music from two of my all-time favorite artists. Plus, I have another fun tribute set up for the Summerhill Rewind. If you want to check out more information related to this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those three artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll dig into the music archives. Are you ready?
Let's go!
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up on our playlist is a cool band hailing from New York City and Columbia University. Ezra Koenig and his bandmates from Vampire Weekend released their first album in 5 years, Father of the Bride, on May 3rd. This is their fourth studio album since debuting in 2007. So let's take a listen to the lead single from the new album. This is Harmony Hall.
Took a vow in summertime, now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins, and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Thank you. beats like a young pretender. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. I thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die.
Digging the groove of this song, and it definitely caught my ear when it was released this last January. I love how it opens with that fun guitar part and then adds a buoyant piano that carries us to the bouncy rhythms that remind us of some Graceland era Paul Simon or the Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey. Really good stuff. Vampire Weekend debuted in 2007 with Mansard Roof, followed by A-Punk, Oxford Comma, and Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. All pretty great songs. I featured Holiday from their second studio album called Contra on episode 8 of the Summer Hill Shuffle back in January 2011. The band's sound has definitely been influenced by world music with instruments such as banjo, shakers, harpsichord, and various strings and horns added to the mix on many of their great songs. If you want to catch a Vampire Weekend show, they are currently on tour. In June, they will be playing in Toronto, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and all across the Midwest U.S. before heading to Europe for a few dates. In San Diego, the band will be stopping by SDSU's Open Air Theater on October 3rd. Check out the show notes for a link to the band's website where you can see all upcoming concert dates. Next up on the playlist is one of my all-time favorite country music artists. A new single usually means that a new album can't be far off. So let's take a listen to We Were, the new song from Keith Urban, right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle.
Couple years short of the edge by my name on a fake ID, and still about 100 away from the day your daddy said you could run with me. We were a couple of line steppers who just couldn't wait to step over the line, never thinking we wouldn't last. I was your first and you were mine. And we were leather jackets hanging on to a holly, two heartbeats in the moonlight. There's a little bit of sweet in the bitter, though part of me is always gonna miss her. I am who I am, I just miss who I was when we were. Time was running out, we'd done run out of time.
So good. I haven't heard much about the new album, so I don't know when that will be released. Also, there's not a video associated with We Were just yet, so the video on the show notes is a YouTube of the full audio. We Were was released on May 16th, and you can find it on all streaming music services. Those of you who know me well know that I love Keith Urban. Next to Garth Brooks and Tim McGraw, he's at the top for me when it comes to current male country artists. Surprisingly, he has only been featured once on the Summerhill Shuffle back in August 2010. At that time, I played I'm In from the album Defying Gravity. Since then, Keith has released four more albums, was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, was a judge on American Idol for four seasons, and he is the reigning Entertainer of the Year for both the Country Music Association and the Academy of Country Music. Plus, he's married to the always fabulous Nicole Kidman. What a life. It doesn't look like Keith is officially on tour, but he will be playing a benefit at the Ryman in Nashville on June 4th, at the Hunter Mountain Taste of Country Music Festival in New York on June 7th, and at CMA Fest in Nashville on June 9th. Check out the show notes for a link to Keith's website. Next up is one of my all-time favorite duos since I first heard their music back in 1994. They've just released a single to all streaming services, which has me super excited for a new album coming out later this year. With their fresh new song, With a Little Love, this is Jacko Pierce.
Come on, jump in, you know we're gonna win.
is Jacko Pierce and their new song, With a Little Love. That is such a great tune to get us ready for summer. There's a little piano part that I just love every time it comes around. And of course, my favorite is the vocal harmonies of Carrie and Jack. They are so good together. I cannot believe that I have never featured Jacko Pierce here on the Summer Hill Shuffle. The duo is Carrie Pierce and Jack O'Neill, who met each other while attending Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, and formed a band in 1988. They played and toured for about 12 years and then went on hiatus for about 5 years. In 2002, they returned to the music scene and have since released 3 albums. In 2009, they started doing this cool thing where they do destination shows around the U.S. and in Mexico. And my wife and I have been fortunate enough to see shows in Sonoma and Santa Barbara, California. These intimate shows for about 500 include dinner, swag, and meet and greet opportunities. It's been really cool to meet the guys and follow their travels. Our dream destination is to go to Jacko Pierce's annual show on Martha's Vineyard near Boston. Someday, I hope. For more information on Jacko Pierce, please visit the show notes and click on the link to the band's website. I highly recommend any of their albums. Well, I hope you enjoyed those 3 songs from my recent playlists. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I'm going to dive back into Vampire Weekend's latest album. With 18 songs, there's a lot to choose from. But the more I hear this song, the more I love it. Let's take a listen to the song Stranger from Vampire Weekend's new album, Father of the Bride.
I, things have never been stranger. I, things are gonna stay strange. I remember life as a stranger.
Isn't that great? The song This Life has recently been released as the next single off of the new album, but I wanted to dig a little deeper. On Stranger, you can hear steel drum sounds, saxophone, and the great interplay between the rhythm section and the piano that you usually get on most Vampire Weekend songs. I definitely recommend spending some time with this album, one of the year's best so far. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode's Deep Cut. Next up, the Summer Hill Rewind. For this episode, we're going to rewind to August 2001. That year, we added a sixth member to our family. Allison Moline was born on August 31st, and this was the number one song on the radio. Such a cool song. That is Fallen by Alicia Keys from her debut album, Songs in A Minor. Alicia was signed to Columbia Records at the age of 15. Wow. Fallen was her first single to hit radio, and it went straight to number one. Since then, Alicia Keys has won 15 Grammy Awards and has sold 65 million albums worldwide. What an amazing artist. Back in 2001, the Mazza family welcomed Allison. We called her Ally Boop back then, and occasionally we still do that. Now she's all grown up and graduating from high school in just a couple of weeks. I can't believe how time flies. Ally, we are so proud of you. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know it, the voice you hear at the end of each episode is none other than Ally. Okay, some other fun facts from 2001. The highest grossing movies for the August 31st through September 3rd weekend, coming in at number 3, was American Pie 2 with Jason Biggs, Sean William Scott, and Shannon Elizabeth. And then coming in at number 2 was Rush Hour 2, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker starred in that. And then at number 1, Jeepers Creepers with Justin Long. The top 3 TV shows were at number 3, ER. And then coming in at number 2 was CSI Crime Scene Investigation. And coming in at number 1 was Friends. Well, that's a wrap on the Summer Hill Rewind. If you have a date or year that you want me to feature in the Rewind segment on a future episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle, just let me know. I've run out of kids' birthdays to celebrate, so I need some help from you, dear listeners. Please send me your suggestions, and I will incorporate that into the next episode. Well, friends, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for another episode at the end of June. Until next time.
Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over!